BBC News, I'm John Shea. The United States has launched large-scale strikes against Houthi targets in Yemen. Donald Trump said he'd ordered decisive and powerful military action. The Houthi-run health ministry said at least 13 people were killed, with 9 more wounded. Merlin Thomas reports from Washington.
The American president warned that hell would rain down on the Houthis unless they stopped attacking commercial shipping routes in and around the Red Sea. He also warned Iran that he would hold it fully accountable for the actions of its allies. The Houthis have been targeting maritime routes, saying they're acting in solidarity with Palestinians over Israel's war with Hamas in Gaza. This latest move to target the group in Yemen appears to be Donald Trump's opening salvo to try to force Iran to the negotiating table over a nuclear agreement. President Trump has previously said that he'd like to make a deal with Tehran to limit their nuclear capabilities.
Israel says it's prepared to continue negotiations with Hamas on extending the ceasefire in Gaza. The announcement came after the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, met top aides and security officials. His office said the decision was a response to what Israel had heard from mediators on US proposals for 11 living Israeli hostages to be released and half of those who've died. Up to 300,000 people have taken part in a protest in Serbia's capital, Belgrade. Those attending were calling for government transparency following last November's disaster at a recently renovated railway station in Novi Sad. Our Balkans correspondent Guy Delaunay is in Belgrade.
Serbia's president Aleksandar Vučić described the turnout as huge. Many participants carried messages for the head of state. They accused Mr. Vučić and his governing Progressive Party of having blood on their hands. They believe corruption, cronyism and incompetence caused the deaths of 15 people in the collapse of a concrete canopy at Novi Sad railway station, and they're demanding full transparency and accountability. The president said he understood the message well and we'll have to change ourselves. On this showing, Serbians will take some convincing.
The Ukrainian president has accused Russia of delaying the process towards a possible ceasefire in order to gain a stronger position on the battlefield. Volodymyr Zelensky said President Putin was lying about the proposed terms of a truce and the situation at the front, especially in Russia's Kursk region. Mr. Zelensky denied that Ukrainians were surrounded.
The Ukrainian side has a presence in the Kursk region. The encirclement of the Ukrainian military is a Putin lie. There is no encirclement of the Ukrainian military in Kursk. What kind of signals are these coming from the Russian side? I think that the Russian side wants to surround the Ukrainian military in the same direction, but on the territory of Ukraine.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. Tornadoes, which have been tearing across central and southern parts of the United States, have killed at least 28 people since Friday. Most of the deaths were in Missouri. The state's Emergency Management Service reported trees and power lines down, as well as damage to residential and commercial buildings. Burkina Faso's military government has rejected allegations that a militia allied to the army killed dozens of civilians from an ethnic minority in the west of the country earlier this week. Human Rights Watch said the victims appear to be members of an ethnicity the authorities accuse of supporting groups linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. Tamizgen Debesai has the details.
Shocking videos surfaced online earlier this week showing dozens of bloodied bodies, mostly women, children and the elderly, with hands and feet bound. The victims were reported to be ethnic Fulanis in the Solenzo area. Human Rights Watch, which counted at least 58 dead, has urged Burkina Faso's military rulers to investigate. A government spokesman alleged the dead were human shields used by jihadists during a gun battle with the militia. Since 2015, jihadist violence in Burkina Faso has claimed over 26,000 lives.
Confidential documents leaked to the media in El Salvador suggest the government has agreed to receive 300 alleged Venezuelan gang members who are to be deported from the United States. The AP news agency says the Trump administration will pay El Salvador $6 million to keep them in jail for a year. President Nayib Bukele is an enthusiastic ally of President Trump. The French rugby team have beaten Scotland in Paris to take the annual Six Nations Championship. France won by 35 points to 16 to finish narrowly ahead of England in the final standings. Earlier, England crushed Wales by a record-breaking 68 points to 14, and Ireland beat Italy by 17 points to 10. And that's the latest BBC News.